It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
A hard-fought effort for the Blackhawks towards the end, but they fall to the LA Kings tonight. 2-1, LA holding on to their 2-0 lead from the first two periods, and it took some time for the Hawks to finally get on the board as Ian Mitchell is able to pick up his first goal of the season and his first goal since May of 2021. He didn't have any goals in his short-lived time with the Hawks last year, but great to see Mitchell find the score sheet. Great to see his reaction and his celebration after scoring the goal. But unfortunately, the push for the Hawks was just too little, too late as they fall short to the Kings tonight. Their three-game winning streak comes to an end, and the LA Kings snap their three-game losing skid. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show, taking you up until 9:30 tonight. If you would like to join us, 312-981-7200. The Blackhawks come back for this quick one-and-done home game as a stretch of five of their most recent six all on the road. They had that two-game winning streak against the Philadelphia Flyers and St. Louis Blues. Come back here against the Kings, and now they get set for a three-game road trip against Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton, a Western Canadian road trip before the All-Star break. Tonight's game was a little bit different than the last few where the Hawks have been successful in. Winners of six of their last seven coming into tonight's game, their biggest contribution was everybody contributing, a full team effort, a full 60-minute effort, and just a whole lot of help from everybody pitching in at all times. Peter Mrazek definitely held his end of the bargain in that regard, as he was able to make 25 saves in tonight's game. A couple of high danger and high quality chances for the LA Kings that he was able to deny. But unfortunately, the Hawks can't help him out pick up the win tonight as they fall in this one 2-1. Both goals scored by the LA Kings. From their center, Jarrett Anderson Dolan, as he is able to net his fourth and fifth goals of the season. The LA Kings, again, really needed these 2 points. Not only a three-game losing skid, but it's also game two of a six-game road trip. They're also just trying to continue their fight for a playoff spot. They're currently leading the Western Conference wild card with 56 points. They're only 3 points ahead of the Colorado Avalanche, but they are trying to make the postseason once again. And they had shown a lot of fight in this one as they take down the Hawks 2-1. Shots on goal in favor of the Kings, 27-19. Some of the biggest things to pull from tonight's game, Tyler Johnson leaving before the third period. He only played in 4 minutes and 7 seconds in the contest. He was walking around in a boot in the Blackhawks locker room. I said this earlier, we have seen this movie before. Tyler Johnson obviously dealing with that ankle injury earlier this season, and has been seen in that boot before, right as he was about to make his comeback from that injury. So I don't say that to make anyone jump to any conclusions, but it is worth noting that that was the case for him today. Kaylee Chelios had mentioned that he may have gotten nicked up a little bit against the St. Louis Blues last night, but hopefully a speedy recovery for Tyler Johnson as the Blackhawks will play in 2 days against Vancouver. We're going to give our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. We'll give it to Ian Mitchell, a guy that's been in and out of the lineup a lot because Isaac Phillips has been another one of the young defenders on this Blackhawks roster. Luke Richardson has been very strategic with who plays and when they play. And typically, Ian Mitchell is the guy to face teams that aren't as big bruisers of teams, and especially home games where they're able to get the final lineup change. Makes more sense for Isaac Phillips to take on a team like the St. Louis Blues last night and Ian Mitchell tonight. But the thing about Ian Mitchell is he has understood any type of movement that the Blackhawks organization has had on him since coming back up to the NHL level this year. He hasn't complained. He hasn't pouted. He's just listened to management and followed along with what they think is best for him. And it pays off tonight as he picks up his first goal of the season, and you could see his celebration, his excitement of finally being able to net that one. Another note worth noting, got it from our buddy Kevin Wells down over here on the table, that Patrick Kane came up with no shots on goal tonight. That's the first time in his career that he has tallied zero shots on goal in back-to-back games. Obviously, a frustrating night for the Blackhawks tonight offensively. L.A. made it very difficult for them to get anything going, any type of rhythm offensively whatsoever. Did a really good job of limiting the Blackhawks' high-danger chances. The Hawks just really never had any rhythm entering into the Kings' zone. It was very difficult for them to have sustained pressure and just kind of a relentless effort that they had in the previous nights in their last couple of wins. The other thing is sometimes the score of the game can dictate play on both sides. We saw that especially in the past two games against Philadelphia and St. Louis. When the Blackhawks were ahead heading into the third period, they could play more of a reserved style of hockey. They didn't have to push things. They didn't have to get too risky, too fancy, too cute, and they can just simplify their game. Tonight, it was the opposite. It was L.A. with a 2-0 lead. They definitely did have their best period in the third period, outshooting the L.A. Kings 9-6, but falling short once again. Let's get to our three-star selection, which is sponsored by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider. With your collision repair needs, visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. Jarrett Anderson-Dolan had both goals for the L.A. Kings tonight. He nearly picked up a hat trick a couple of times in this one. He is the number one star. Kevin Fiala, the former Minnesota Wild and the lone all-star for the L.A. Kings, is the number two star tonight, as Fiala picked up 2 points in this one, assisting Anderson Dolan on both of his goals. And Phoenix Copley, the L.A. goaltender, had a pretty big night. 18 saves, as he led up that last one to Ian Mitchell towards the end, but nearly pitched a shutout. And huge for Phoenix Copley, who had been pulled early in the past two games that he had played. And the goaltending situation for L.A. has been so inconsistent and so back and forth this year. They were in desperate need of a good goaltending effort tonight, and they got a good one from Phoenix Copley, who ends up picking up his 13th win on the season, improving to 13-3 on the year. We're taking this postgame show up to 9:30 tonight. If you would like to join us, 312-981-7200. You can call or you could text. Our reporter Jack Heinrich is in the Blackhawks dressing room getting some sound. We're hoping to hear from Connor Murphy, maybe another Blackhawk or two, and then, of course, the head coach, Luke Richardson. But for right now, we're going to get to a quick break. As the Blackhawks fall to the L.A. Kings tonight from the United Center 2-1. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN. Blackhawks fall to the L.A. Kings tonight, 2-1 from the United Center. Shots on goal in favor of the Kings, 27-19. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. We're taking you up until 9:30 tonight as the Hawks see their three-game winning streak come to an end. Our buddy John Hansen, you might hear his voice here on WGN Radio. You might hear his voice and see his face here at the United Center. Very pleased about the Pucko resolution, one of the games he plays here in between periods at the United Center. Once again, the puck got stuck, and not quite sure why that keeps happening when John's in charge of the games, but hopefully there will be a resolution later on. Another great night by the fans here at the United Center. Again, I've mentioned this word before, but just engaged is what it seems to be like every night here at the UC. Kind of a slow game for the first two periods. It took until the third period to get the offense really going for the Hawks. But once they did, it was definitely rapid and relentless effort coming and putting pressure on the L.A. Kings. Again, Ian Mitchell scoring the lone goal of the game, his first of the season, the fourth of his career, as he was very excited to pick up that first goal on the year. This is his 13th game in the NHL, and I take that back. This is his 13th game up with the Hawks this year, and I mentioned this earlier. It's kind of been a merry-go-round between he and Isaac Phillips, but Luke Richardson and Kyle Davidson have been pretty transparent on what they want from these players and with these players. But I think the biggest dynamic between Isaac Phillips and Ian Mitchell is it just works out. That remedy of switching those two is able to work out because you're not putting a ton of pressure on those guys each and every night, but they are also getting repetitive reps and consistent play at the NHL level. And they're two different defensive players. Isaac Phillips is more of a big, burly, defensive defenseman, a guy that likes to play the defensive side of the puck, a guy that's important to have when you're trying to shut down another team. He does have offensive contributions as well. He had a couple assists to Andreas Athanasiou this year. He's already picked up his first NHL goal, but they are different players. Ian Mitchell is more of the puck handling offensive type defenseman. He does a good job of keeping pucks in and keeping plays alive in the opposing zone. He does a good job of setting up other players, and I know some people have been wanting to see Ian Mitchell involved in the power play a little bit so that he can showcase some of those puck handling skills in a little less tense environment. But again, I think it works out well for the team right now, the dynamic of switching those two players in and out, because they're consistently here at the NHL level. They don't have to be relied on a ton this season, and they're able to get the experience up here. And even if it is, it turns into being sent down to Rockford, it's not completely a demotion, because that's what has been the case for basically all these players this season, is not seeing Rockford as a demotion. I was actually talking to Jackson Stauber earlier today, prior to the game, for the Inside the Locker Room interview here at the United Center, and he was just talking about how crucial his consistent time with Rockford has been this year, because it allowed him to feel in rhythm and feel in control when he made his NHL debut. And Reese Johnson's another guy that's benefited from that as well. Reese Johnson spending the past couple of years up and down with the Blackhawks, but has really found a consistent spot this season as one, an enforcer, a guy that's not afraid to drop the gloves, a guy that's not afraid to defend in more ways than one, not just on the ice, but defend his teammates. But he's got a little offensive flash as well. And again, he had attributed his consistent play in Rockford and the ability to just grow and play down there on a consistent level to help his case of being a consistent NHL player nowadays. And he has been a great fixture in this Blackhawks dressing room. I don't know if you saw the video of Reese Johnson giving the game belt to Jackson Stauber after last night's win against the St. Louis Blues. It was a colorful speech, but Reese Johnson, one of the younger guys on this Blackhawks roster, and he has no problem speaking his mind, which also is just another trend that we know very well with this Hawks team. We've heard Mackenzie Entwistle say that he doesn't feel like he needs to keep his thoughts or his words reserved. He has no problem whatsoever expressing his mind and speaking his mind and feeling the need to be heard in the Blackhawks locker room. I know that starts with Luke Richardson, but when I approached that question to Luke Richardson, he had mentioned how Jonathan Toews is such a big advocate of that as well, and how that has helped the Blackhawks over the past couple of years, and especially when they were winning the Stanley Cups in 2010, 13, and 15, is that everybody had a voice and everybody was involved in team conversations, team concerns, but more importantly, it allows you to be held accountable with what's going on the ice if you allow people's voices to be heard a little bit more. So good to see the Blackhawks taking that initiative this year with letting the younger players speak their mind and be the players that they want to be. Because, again, it's guys like Mackenzie Entwistle and Reese Johnson and Isaac Phillips and Lucas Reichel, for that matter, too. I mean, that's got to play a huge role in Lucas Reichel's development and his confidence here at the NHL level, that he feels okay just being himself and feels okay being the guy he needs to be, both personally and professionally on the ice. So pretty big for the Hawks to have that so far with this team. Again, we're hoping to hear from Ian Mitchell and Connor Murphy and Luke Richardson after the Blackhawks fall to the LA Kings tonight, 2-1. We're taking the postgame show up to 9:30. I'd like to get to some sound at the moment, but we are a little short on it as we're waiting for Jack Heinrich to return. I don't think that Luke Richardson has returned, or rather taken the podium yet either, as the Hawks in this one fall 2-1. Let's get to how it sounded at the United Center tonight as the Blackhawks and Kings began their third and final game against each other this season. Again, it was a quick one-and-done for the Hawks here at the UC tonight, and they had done such a great job of getting off to a good start in their last seven games, where they've won six out of their last seven. But unfortunately tonight, it was the LA Kings able to strike first. by one of the Kings and Jared Anderson Dolan. Now Tyler Johnson steals the puck but loses it as he goes tumbling down to the ice. Breakaway opportunity for Fiala. Puts a move on Mrazek. Had a save originally, but Anderson Dolan sweeps it in. And the LA Kings strike first with their sixth shot on goal. Mrazek had the initial save, but Anderson Dolan waiting for it. It's 1-0 LA. Yeah, Anderson Dolan all over the place, especially on the rebounds tonight. That ended up being his fourth goal of the season. Kevin Fiala with his 32nd assist on the year. Blake Lazat with his 13th assist. And the LA Kings taking a 1-0 lead, 9:29 into the contest. The first period was rough for the Hawks. It was just another one of those situations where they were weathering the storm and limiting the damage. They were being outshot by the LA Kings, 9-3. But again, it was that lone goal by Anderson Dolan. But Kaylee Chelios and I had mentioned, kind of reminiscent of the Philadelphia game where the Blackhawks were down 1-0 through 20 minutes, but didn't allow things to get out of hand, and they were able to set themselves up to still make it competitive, or at least a full-on victory, which they eventually did against Philadelphia. But tonight, a little bit different. Moving into the second period, the LA Kings once again controlled the momentum and even turned it up a notch. They actually outshot the Blackhawks 12-7 in that second period and just had a whole lot more high-danger chances, including the one where Jared Anderson Dolan picked up his second goal of the night. It's Anderson Dolan working up along the goal line, up to the far right point to Doughty, who dumps it back on in. Fiala went for a centering pass off the stick of Colin Blackwell. Anderson Dolan with another shot. He scores. Caught a feed right in the slot and goes to the right of Peter Mrazek as the Hawks goaltender was gliding over to his right. It's 2-0 LA here in the second period. There were a few times tonight where Anderson Dolan was able to complete his hat trick as he continued to just skate towards the net, kind of sear towards the net anytime that the LA Kings were knocking on the door and putting pressure on Peter Mrazek. So it just made a relentless effort by the LA Kings tonight to try and continue that pressure on the Blackhawks. Made it very difficult for the Hawks to get anything going offensively. Really quick, another update on Tyler Johnson. We mentioned earlier that he was walking around in a boot in his locker, or rather in the Blackhawks locker room. This coming from John Greenberg of The Athletic. Tyler Johnson saying he is probably not going to make the trip with an aggravation on his ankle injury. I'm sorry, that's Luke Richardson saying that Tyler Johnson is probably not going to make the trip. Again, the Blackhawks leave for Canada tomorrow. They're going to take on the Vancouver Canucks, Calgary Flames, and Edmonton Oilers all out in Western Canada over the next week. And that'll take them up to the All-Star break. Before we get to that, though, let's finish up the highlights from tonight's game. A 2-0 lead for the LA Kings as we moved into the third period. And the Blackhawks have played in some pretty big third periods as of late, and pivotal ones where they've produced and did what they needed to do, especially the Philly game, especially the St. Louis game, and especially the Buffalo game, the last home game that the Blackhawks played here last Tuesday. Even though the Hawks had more of the offensive momentum in that third period, including getting their first power play of the night, they still had a really tough time finding their first goal of the night. Until about 16, maybe 17 minutes into the contest, Max Domi was able to set up Ian Mitchell. Hawks looking for possession after this faceoff. They got it. Max Domi sets up Ian Mitchell. Rips a one-timer and scores. The Hawks finally get on the board. Max Domi helps muscle out a face-off win. He feeds Ian Mitchell. And Ian Mitchell picking up his first goal of the season. It's 2-1. The Hawks are knocking on the door. Mitchell with his fourth goal overall in his NHL career. Yeah, it wasn't a clean face-off win by Max Domi, but man, is he a grinder. Just chasing after the puck, being relentless as ever to try and set up an opportunity for the Hawks, and he did just that. I want to say Domi's reaction to Mitchell's goal may have been even a little bit more celebratory than Ian Mitchell, just because how necessary it was for the Hawks to finally get on the board, because they were able to pull the goalie then. It was right around the three-minute mark. They pull Peter Mrazek, and then later on are able to get a power play opportunity, so a two-man advantage, a 6-on-4, after it was Matt Roy being thrown into the box for a cross-checking penalty on Colin Blackwell. That turned out to be a pretty big opportunity for the Blackhawks, and it came right after the LA Kings missed out on a couple of empty net opportunities, as two LA Kings had missed the net. I remember one was Arvidsson and blanking on the other one, but it almost looked like that was going to be a big 180 turn in favor of the Blackhawks. But instead, the Kings were able to continue on the pressure, and the Hawks, despite a very trying effort in that third period, were unable to complete the comeback and tie up the game. Here's how the final moment sounded. Jones settles it down with 8 seconds left. Goes for a quick long pass up the other end of the ice. The Kings break it up. 3 seconds left in regulation in the far left corner. They'll hold it towards the boards, and that ends this game. LA hangs on a 2-1 winner as the Kings snap their three-game losing skid, and they end the Blackhawks' three-game winning streak. Again, the Blackhawks fall to 14-27-4 with the loss. The LA Kings improve to 26-17-6 with the win. They pick up 58 points now on the season. Again, they're 3 points ahead of the Colorado Avalanche. Well, actually, I need to take a look at the out-of-town scores. We'll get to the out-of-towns later on in this post-game show. But they came into this game 3 points ahead of the Colorado Avalanche in the top spot of the wild card in the Western Conference. And Kings trying to make it back to the playoffs once again. Colorado not playing tonight, so that helps out the Kings go a full 4 points ahead of Colorado in the wild card standings. And again, this was game two of a six-game road trip for L.A., so a big win for them. Big bounce back for Phoenix Copley as well. He was pulled in the first minute of last night's game against the Nashville Predators. He was pulled early in the second period against the Dallas Stars 2 games ago. And he comes out tonight with a pretty big performance, 18 saves. Not the most improbable game by Phoenix Copley, but still big nonetheless for the LA Kings, who are trying to get back to their winning ways. And again, it was just LA's structured game, inability to slow down the Blackhawks offensively, not get a lot of good zone entries, and just limit what the Blackhawks were able to do overall, helping LA pick up a 2-1 win tonight. Again, if you would like to join us, 312-981-7200. You can call or you could text. We'll read either of them, or we'll hear from you as well as the Hawks fall to the LA Kings tonight, 2-1. If you're on your way home from Bulls night here at the Blackhawks game, how'd you enjoy the experience? I thought it was another fun night here at the UC. Again, not the result that we all wanted. However, another tight game, another competitive game, and a whole bunch of fun to have Bulls night here at the United Center during a Blackhawks game. It's always fun to see the crossover. I thought Tim Sinclair's introduction of the Blackhawks starting lineup to the Bulls theme song was definitely a nice touch. Just always cool to hear that song by the Alan Parsons Project, and to hear it to the tune of guys like Patrick Kane and Max Domi being introduced was a very cool touch. We're going to head to another break, and when we come back, we'll hopefully hear from Ian Mitchell, Connor Murphy, and Luke Richardson as they recap a 2-1 loss for the Blackhawks against the LA Kings. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show, taking you up to 9:30 tonight here on 720 WGN. And now, our second-to-last stop of the Blackhawks postgame show here on 720 WGN. Hawks fall to the LA Kings 2-1 tonight here at the United Center on Bulls night. Yes, it was Bulls night here for the Blackhawks game. That is why they pay our engineer Brett Jackson the big bucks, always following along with the post-game show and bringing us back with the Alan Parsons Project. Cool night here as Bill Wennington was in the house, Benny the Bull was in the house, Tim Sinclair, the MC for the Chicago Bulls and the Chicago Bears. I take that back, the PA announcer, excuse me, for the Bulls, the Bears, the Fighting Illini. I know he's going to be doing PA for the upcoming All-Star game in the NBA as well. One of the best with Gene Honda and Jeremiah Paprocki, all the great PA announcers we have here in Chicago. But unfortunately, the Blackhawks couldn't follow it up with a victory tonight. They fall to the LA Kings 2-1. Their three-game winning streak comes to an end. Let's get to a look around the league. As we mentioned earlier, the LA Kings with their win tonight helps them out in the wild card standings. But the New Jersey Devils are a team fighting for the top of the Metropolitan Division. They came into tonight with 62 points, and let's head out to New Jersey.
Brad has it again. Laser quick. Back to Hughes. Hughes above the circles. Tries to feed Brat. Just in his skates a little bit. And he plays it low to Heischer. Heischer plays it up to Hughes. Over to Hamilton for a shot. Score! Dougie Hamilton wins it for the Devils in overtime. 2-1.
Not much else to say after that. Dougie Hamilton wins it in overtime for the Devils, 2-1. Matt Laughlin of WFAN as the Devils improve to 30-12-4. They take down the Pittsburgh Penguins, 23-15-8. Sidney Crosby with the lone goal for the Pittsburgh Penguins in that game. Let's head to the Mullet Arena.
Yeah, it's playing a role, no doubt about it. Michael Carcone through center ice. Carcone tonight is up. No longer the extra defense. Or they score! And it's put home. Gunther from the slot. 1-0 Arizona.
Matt McConnell of Bally Sports Arizona as the Coyotes still have a 2-1 lead over the Vegas Golden Knights. That's a tight one over there at Mullet Arena in the desert. 13:56 left in regulation. Phil Kessel, the former Arizona Coyote, scoring the lone goal for the Golden Knights so far. Dylan Gunther and Clayton Keller with the goals for Arizona. Let's go to Philadelphia.
Quick shot, D'Angelo, redirected, stop. Puck still free, and now the Jets will claim it. And the pass to Nikolaj Ehlers as he chips it to himself, driving wide. Ehlers cutting behind the goal. Centers it. Pass, what a play, Shifley from Wheeler and Nikolaj Ehlers. And it's 3-0 Winnipeg.
Dan Robertson of TSN as the Winnipeg Jets take down the Philadelphia Flyers 5-3. So Philadelphia now back to a game below 500, 20-21-7. The Winnipeg Jets improved to 31-16-1 with the victory. Let's see, Winnipeg in the standings, they are still 2 points shy of the Dallas Stars. Let's go to Boston.
Marchand right circle. He'll wheel it up top, center point. Now to the far circle, looking to center. Backhanded up top to Lindholm. High slot, around a check. Deeks shoots, he scores! What a dazzling move by Hampus Lindholm. Another goal from the back end for the Bruins. Lindholm makes it 1-0 Bruins.
That is our buddy Judd Surratt of 98.5, the Sports Hub. Boston shuts out the San Jose Sharks 4-0. Boston's picking up their 37th win of the season. They improve to 37-5-4. San Jose drops to 14-25-9. The Blackhawks' next game is going to be against the Vancouver Canucks on Tuesday in Vancouver.
As the Oilers take it tonight in Vancouver by a final score of 4-2. And Bruce Boudreau is getting emotional behind the Vancouver bench as the fans are chanting his name. As he applauds the fans with tears welling in his eyes and makes his way down the tunnel behind the Canuck bench.
Well, a stick tap to Jimmy Nash for pulling that highlight. That is definitely the most resonating one to pull from for the upcoming game for the Blackhawks. Again, they're going to be visiting the Vancouver Canucks on Tuesday. Yes, Bruce is no longer there. He got fired by the Vancouver Canucks earlier today. They've anointed Rick Tocchet, the former Arizona Coyotes coach, as their new head coach. So it looks like the Blackhawks will take on the Canucks for the first time under Rick Tocchet, as Vancouver currently with a record of 18-25-3, and just rough to hear and see about Bruce Boudreau. Definitely a Class A human and Class E human. He was very humble with the media after last night's game. He was obviously very emotional behind the bench. It's just a very interesting and sad situation. So hope for nothing but the best for Bruce Boudreau. Ian Mitchell scored his first goal of the season, and we've got sound for the Blackhawks defenseman number 51. Let's hear from Mitchell.
Steady spot in the lineup and everything we just had. Good to feel to get that first goal tonight for you.
Yeah, it feels great to contribute offensively, and scoring is always a great feeling in this league, so definitely exciting, but I definitely would have liked to get the win as well.
What was happening or not happening in those first two periods for you guys?
Yeah, I just think we, kind of like Murph was saying, we're lacking that energy to start the game, and I mean, they were on the back-to-back too, so we were in the same situation, but we just didn't seem to have our legs there to start.
Seemed like you guys were kind of struggling, holding on to the puck, making entries. What was it that the Kings were doing?
Yeah, they play a pretty unique system with that 1-3-1 where it makes it tough to get through the neutral zone. So I think maybe for the first couple periods that gave us some fits, but I think in the third we cracked it a bit, and that's when we got some sustained pressure.
How have you been just handling everything this year with, you know, obviously you want to play as much as possible and that doesn't happen?
Yeah.
How are you just dealing with it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep my head down, and when I do get an opportunity to play, try to make the most of it. Obviously it's difficult to kind of come back in and out with your consistency and your rhythm of play, but that's the nature of trying to break it into the NHL. You're not going to get in right away, so I have to do the best that I can with what I'm given.
Did you happen to see what happened with Tyler, and how big a blow was that to lose him during the game?
Yeah, big blow. He's a fantastic player, big part of our team. I'm not too sure what happened with. I haven't seen him since he left, but yeah, hopefully he's can recover quickly, or he's not out for any time. I'm not sure.
Your eyes okay there with that eye stick? Just
yeah, I actually haven't even looked it in the mirror yet, but
doesn't look bad.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, so no problem then.
How was your just? 39 games is your first year, and then it's just kind of, has it gone the way you thought it wanted it to? Can you just talk about how you stuck with it over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think every player's path is different, and for defensemen, sometimes takes a bit of a longer time. So I've just tried to continue to improve my game, and that's pretty much all I can do. It's not going to be an easy path to make in the NHL, so I just have to continue to work and get to a point where I'm an NHL regular.
What has Luke told you about what he wants to see you improve on?
Yeah, just he wants me to continue to do the things that I can offensively. I think that's a big strength of my game is moving the puck and in the offensive blue line, making plays, and then defensively winning my battles and moving pucks effectively on the breakout. That's where I can really be effective. So those are things that I have to excel at to make it for sure.
Does a game like this become a letdown after the run you guys had?
I think maybe a bit. I don't know. It's a long season. It's nice that we've kind of turned it around a bit from what we were on, so to be on a little run here that we are is nice, and one goal lost, so it was a close game.
Well, again, I've been pleased with Ian Mitchell's performances of the last few games defensively, but it's also nice to see him get involved offensively and picking up his first goal of the season like he did tonight. Hopefully that can just continue to add a little pep to his step and give him a little bit momentum moving forward for this Hawks team. Connor Murphy also had a good game today. Let's hear from the Blackhawks defenseman, number 5.
Felt like you guys were getting there in the third period. Did you put enough on them in the first two periods?
Yeah, definitely not. We didn't dictate much of the play at all, and it seemed like we weren't getting momentum shifted. Felt like at all, just we weren't moving our legs enough, and whether it was on the checking side to get pucks back to turn it around the other way, or forecheck wise, they seemed to clog it up, and we didn't get much going.
Can you put your finger on why after such a run of good games?
No finger on why. Like I said, the energy didn't seem like it was there with us tonight. But we got to learn when you don't have the energy, you still got to manage the game in the right ways and know how to support each other and have short shifts and not make errors that are going to cause us to be out there for too long and kind of kill the momentum of the game.
Nice to see Ian get his first.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great shot. And like you said, we were pressing there at the end, and I thought our guys did a great job of hemming them and doing kind of what they did to us, not allowing them to change, and then they had to ice a couple pucks, and then that's what leads us to get our chances, and Mitch had a great shot in that goal.
Was there a fatigue factor, back-to-back, coming off the road?
There's always a bit of that with back-to-back, but they played back-to-back as well. They were in Nashville last night, so there's not really an excuse for them. They didn't have an upper hand at all in that way, so it's equally matched, and we definitely have to be better at showing up for the first half of that game with better energy.
But what happened with, he had back-to-back games now where it's like 10 minutes without a shot on goal, now 15 tonight. What was hard generating chances?
I didn't know we had that in St. Louis, or is that where it was, St.
Yeah,
Louis?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Sometimes that will happen in a game, but I think there's just sometimes we get away from our game and we get caught defending, and when we do seem to get it going the other way, we don't make clean plays with each other to be able to have sustained, possession of the puck to get shots off. So that's really the difference in getting shots or not. But that's not the one marker you go off of. Mainly you go off of battle level and possession of the puck and how you're taking care of it with each other.
It's kind of flipped around for this team in the last 2 weeks. Why, 6 out of 8 wins in the bigger picture, you guys have played so much better than
Yeah, we hope to turn around again on this road trip and get keep more wins coming. I don't know, I just think we had so many losses in a row and eventually become a little numb and want to just say screw it and go play a little more with a little more ease and a little more tension off your shoulders. And it seemed like we were doing that with some of those wins and trusting that some goals are going to come, and they did. And then our goalie's playing unbelievable. So both of them even stopped to step in and play great in St. Louis. So I think that that confidence in each other builds when we went through some lows to know that when we hit felt like rock bottom, you know that you only got positive things to look forward to.
You've seen Phillips and Mitchell coming in and out. How have either of them been doing defensively?
Yeah, they've been great. They're two different players. I mean, Philly, last game in St. Louis, he's a great physical guy and has that skating ability. You can see there's not many guys who are able to just grab a puck in a corner and take off and beat everyone up the rush. So he's great that way. And then Mitchie has that great skating and puck possession deceptiveness in his game. You saw it in that goal, and he's able to not just bury his head and shoot it into a shin pad. He knows how to find placement of pucks and know when to shoot it or when to find open players. So we're lucky to have offensive and defensive weapons like that.
That's Blackhawks defenseman Connor Murphy. If you would like to join us, we got one last stop on the Blackhawks postgame show, 312-981-7200. We're going to hear from Luke Richardson and you next, 720 WGN. We've got one last stop on the Blackhawks postgame show. They fall to the LA Kings tonight, 2-1 from the United Center, and they will set out west to take on the Vancouver Canucks, Calgary Flames, and Edmonton Oilers this upcoming week before the All-Star break. Let's hear from the head coach, Luke Richardson.
Players were talking about lack of energy in the first two periods. Is that what you were seeing from the
Yeah, lack of energy, and really, I think they had kind of the same schedule we did, so we just couldn't find our game. I think they played a smart, first two periods. They were just putting pucks in, and I thought they had short shifts and really tried to buzz us. And they pretty much, I think they had the puck, a lot of the first two periods, which is frustrating. Where we were just a little bit slow in reacting, and then a little tired looking, on our defensive play. So that just made us play defense longer. So we really couldn't generate a lot of offense in the first two periods. But to their credit, they tried to push in the third, our guys, and put a bit of a flurry on at the end. And unfortunately, we would have liked to have a little bit more time in that power play and not rush things. But that's just the position we were in from the way we played the first two periods.
Saw Tyler Johnson look like he had that walking boot on his left foot again. Did he re-aggravate that ankle? Or?
Yeah, he's probably not going to make the trip, but we really won't know, and he's going to get checked out tomorrow. But I don't think they think it's as bad as it was before, but it's just obviously re-aggravated, so that's frustrating for him, and it's tough for the team.
On that trip?
I'm not sure when it happened tonight. I think last night, even at the end of the game, he did something, and then today just a little bit worse. So before it gets too worse, we just thought that was it for today and make sure we get it checked out properly and take whatever course we have to for him.
On that first goal, were guys kind of looking for the call on that trip and kind of slow reacting?
I think so. We had the same penalty called against us last night with McCabe. So, I think that's why the guys were thinking that's a penalty. But you got to keep playing. You just got to play to the whistle. And, we can't give up the amount of breakaways that we did tonight. I thought Peter was good on the breakaways tonight. And unfortunately, that one, it was the rebound that they got the second chance. So I think, that's probably what happened. It kind of happened quick, and I know everybody was yelling on the bench, so I was kind of looking around, so I just missed it quick. But on the replay, I think Mitchell saw the guy there, but, they're a quick team, and I think, just like you said, just maybe the confusion on the ice, misreacting by a second, but that's all it takes in this league.
Is Jackson going to go on this trip with you?
Right now we're hoping Stalock's on a progression now to do what he has to do and get ready, but it probably won't be till after the break. So Stauber will be coming with us. I think he obviously played really well last game and earned his chance to be with us longer, but I'm not sure when he'll play. We haven't even discussed that with Jimmy. We'll kind of make a plan on the plane tomorrow for this trip.
Yeah, I think 10 and a half minutes against the Blues for your first shot on goal, and then 15 and a half, I think, tonight before you got your first shot on goal. Was it what, something the Kings were doing? Or?
Yeah, I think they were. They play the 1-3-1 in the neutral zone, and we talked about it. We tried to adjust something that we do in the neutral zone to have more speed, and I thought Kurashev had one real nice rush through there in the first period. Unfortunately, he breaks through and misses the net. It just goes off a stick and misses the net, so it doesn't count as a shot or a chance, but that was the only one that we really could kind of break through that. I thought they were kind of mugging us and, just creating a little bit of interference, but legal moving interference, and we just had no energy to fight through it and create those breaks. But I don't know if there's really any theme. I thought tonight more so it was just a lack of energy that we didn't have the puck very much to create offense. Last game, I thought, we were okay, and I think we Stauber made a really a couple nice stops early when they had a bit of a flurry early in St. Louis. But again, I think shot selection a little bit quicker. I think their goal tonight is very much like Reese Johnson's goal the other night. I believe it was in Philly, just a quick release. So it doesn't have to be the hardest shot. Doesn't have to be the perfect shot. I think we just need to do a little bit better job of getting more shots quicker on net and maybe hopefully get second shots off that, like in a rebound selection. But we get a lot of deflections and blocks that miss the net. So I think that kind of attributes to how the shot clock looks for us.
How nice to see Ian score. I mean, it's been kind of an uneven season for him and not the easiest season for somebody coming in and out of the lineup.
Yeah, no, it's not easy coming in and out. We talked to him about it the other day, but we just thought, just Isaac being a bigger presence against a heavier team in St. Louis and the way they're probably in a desperate situation and they crash in the net and the way they play. So I thought it was a good decision. And then tonight, it took a little while for, I think, Ian to settle in. But again, in and out is tough. And, it was nice to see him get rewarded at the end of the game. So hopefully that can kind of build his confidence and continue.
He played a long time, too. He said that he can start to second-guess yourself here. Every mistake is like, oh, no, I'm going to sit the next game. Is that something you can sympathize with?
We try and be open about, what we're doing with the guys so they're prepared and they're not thinking about it too much or overthinking about it. I thought last game when he was in, he was very up in the play and offensive and aggressive. I think tonight, not tentative, I think it was just the way the team went. We were on our heels a little bit the whole first 40 minutes. So, a young defenseman's going to be probably on your heels a little bit, sitting back and trying to figure things out. So it was good that he was up in the play at the end and scored, and I saw him again down the slot and a little bit later on when Athanasio had the puck on an entry. So he was making the right decisions there. So that's good to see.
So once again, the biggest takeaway, Tyler Johnson likely not going on the trip with the Blackhawks out to Western Canada, taking on the Canucks, Flames, and Edmonton Oilers over the next upcoming week. That's rough, obviously, because Tyler Johnson is on the top line. He's a huge piece for this Blackhawks team and their power play. Not only has he had a handful of setbacks already this year, but one of the biggest things that the Hawks have done as of late, and a big reason of their success, is just everybody pitching in, different contributors each and every night. So when you lose some of that depth, that definitely stings a little bit more. But again, Tyler Johnson is such an integral part of this Blackhawks team, especially offensively. You hate to see him find another setback. I'd be intrigued to see what the Blackhawks figure out what they're going to do to replace him. I know... Let's see, taking a look at, or rather just thinking of some of the other players, not quite sure what Boris Tkachuk's status is right now. Maybe they will go to Rockford and pull up somebody like a Brett Cini, or dare I say Lucas Reichel. I mean, this is all just speculation. But again, it was a re-aggravation of Tyler Johnson's ankle that will have him limited and likely not on the upcoming road trip up to Canada. For the Blackhawks, just wanted to get the quote once again if anyone had missed it. I don't think they think it was bad as it was before, but it's obviously re-aggravated, as again, Tyler Johnson was walking around in a boot today in the Blackhawks dressing room. Unfortunately, the Hawks fall to the LA Kings tonight, snapping their three-game winning streak. It's only their second loss of their last eight games, but they're going to take on a little bit of a wounded Vancouver Canucks team with the coaching shakeup that they have had. So it'll be interesting to see how the Blackhawks respond on the road in a couple of nights over in Vancouver. Then they're going to take on the Calgary Flames, the team that they just took, or rather that they beat in overtime a few weeks ago. And then it's time to see McJesus, Connor McDavid, and the Edmonton Oilers, and Leon Draisaitl out in Edmonton for the final game of the first half before the All-Star break. So three important games for the Blackhawks coming up, all on the road and all in Canada. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser, ComEd for Business, ComEd powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. A big thanks to all the help we got back at the WGN studios, our producer Jimmy Nash and our engineer Brett Jackson. Here at the United Center, we had nearly a full house. Jack Heinrich was our reporter. Kevin Wells helped out with the intermission reports. The Hall of Fame engineer Paul Zerang was spinning the dials. Kaylee Chelios was on the call with me as I filled in for John Weideman. For everyone that I mentioned, I'm Joe Brand signing off. Again, the final score, LA 2, the Blackhawks 1. Hawks will take on the Vancouver Canucks in a couple of nights out in Vancouver. Puck drops at 9 o'clock, the pregame show at 8:30. You can catch it all right here on 720 WGN. Have a great rest of your Sunday night, everybody.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN, streaming on WGNRadio.com and smart devices everywhere.